Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning into Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here is your host of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Nancy.
Well, hi, everyone. I'm Nancy. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live on Artist First. Lisa is on assignment tonight in Spain, and she'll give a full report next Thursday night, so I can't wait to hear about it. We've been researching tonight's show for over 4 months, and we're very proud to interview Ashley Benner, the policy analyst for the Enough Project. And during our second half hour, Teresa Flores, author of The Slave Across the Street, an activist for human trafficking. Tonight, David Daniel, the CNN senior producer, Entertainment News, is with us to discuss celebrities and the important causes they support. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Nancy. It's a pleasure to be back on. It's always a thrill. And especially discussing something like this, if there is one particular aspect of entertainment news that I don't have to be asked twice ever to cover, it's celebrities involved with good causes, what I term finding the good, in the words of Alex Haley. Now, most celebrities, of course, are involved in some cause or other. It's a way to use their fame to help others, and let's face it, it gives themselves good press at the same time. And it can be easy because of that latter half to sort of write off celebrity involvement in charities or good causes as, oh, they're doing it to buff their own image, to make themselves look good. But at least some stars go a lot farther than just signing checks and lending their names to a noble effort. Sometimes the effect they have on the world is immense. You know, you think of Oprah and her Angel Network. You think of the work that Bono has done with the One campaign. Closer to home, people like John Bon Jovi, who has his Pay As You Can Soul Kitchen in New Jersey that's caused great change for the better there. Obviously, Elton John's AIDS Foundation has done a tremendous amount of work. One of my favorites, the young actress Eliza Dushku, sometimes it can get very personal. She does all kinds of work for a group called Thrace Gulu. It's a nonprofit that was started by her mother that helps children affected by the civil war in Uganda. And we'll come back to that part of the world in just a minute, of course. Angelina Jolie, obviously. I think everybody's convinced by now that she's no dilettante at this. She's traveled the world multiple times working to help refugees and to raise the profile of their plight all over the world. And, of course, you're talking about Angelina Jolie. That brings us back to her equally famous partner, Brad Pitt, and their Pitt-Jolie Foundation. Pitt has been involved in New Orleans since long before Katrina. And after Katrina, he formed the Make It Right Foundation, which is working hard to rebuild New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward. Lower Ninth Ward, which was particularly hard hit by that hurricane. In fact, you know, it's not just Pitt. A lot of the Ocean's 11 gang, far from their on-screen roles as criminals, they seem to have particular causes to which they are devoted. Matt Damon has poured himself, he'll pardon the pun, he's poured himself into the water problem. You know, 1 in 8 people in the world does not have access to clean water. And he's done a remarkable amount of work, not just, again, using his name, but really traveling to Africa and finding solutions, you know, making himself a development expert. And closer to our first guest this hour, both George Clooney and Don Cheadle from the Ocean's movies have deeply involved themselves in work in Africa, specifically with the Enough Project. And I know that's what we're going to be talking about for quite a bit here in this half hour, Nancy.
Exactly. All these causes are just fabulous. And Chit Chat Cafe Live applauds you, David, for this research. And we unite with you in celebrating all of these wonderful causes. And we're just so thrilled tonight to have you on. I'd like to now introduce Ashley Benner, the policy analyst for the Enough Project, the Center for American Progress to End Genocide and Crimes Against Humanity. Welcome, Ashley.
Thanks, Nancy. It's so great to be here.
We've been researching and have fallen in love with your cause. For our listeners who may not know, would you please tell us about the Enough Project?
Absolutely. The Enough Project is, as you mentioned, a project of the Center for American Progress located in Washington, D.C., and we work to end genocide and crimes against humanity. And we focus on three areas in Africa. We focus on the Lord's Resistance Army, the brutal rebel group that was spotlighted by the Kony 2012 videos recently. Also, the Democratic Republic of Congo and then Sudan and the newly independent country of South Sudan.
And we have seen that Kony 2012, in fact, today they came out with a brand new video. And so this is wonderful to have you on tonight representing the Enough Project. There have been several attempts to end the LRA. Could you describe those attempts? And again, for our Chichekeve Live listeners, describe the LRA.
Sure. So the LRA is a violent rebel group that was formed in 1987 in northern Uganda. And it was formed really at a time when there were a lot of tensions, and actually there still are a lot of tensions, between the north of Uganda and other parts of Uganda. Basically, a man named Joseph Kony, who has, as I said, since become famous through the Kony 2012 videos, formed the LRA. He professed initially to want to protect the people of northern Uganda, his people, a local ethnic group called the Acholi, from the government. And he was also professing to want to overthrow the government, the current president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni. And unfortunately, very unfortunately, over time, the LRA soon started to resort to very violent actions, in particular targeting its own people, it's the Acholi people. It soon started to abduct children and adults to serve as child soldiers and you know, adult soldiers, and also the LRA, that is, when they abducted women and girls, would force them to be sex slaves. So, you know, they also would kill very brutally. They ended up mutilating many of their victims, cutting off the ears and the noses and hands of their victims. And really, they displaced so many people through their violence. Actually, I'm happy to share some statistics because I think those figures really highlight the immense problem that has been created by the LRA in its almost 25-year existence. So during that time, the LRA has killed tens of thousands of people. It's abducted, by our estimates, about 70,000 children and adults to serve as soldiers and sex slaves. And it's displaced more than 2 million people from their homes. So it's created a huge, huge human rights and humanitarian crisis, not just in northern Uganda, but then it started to move to other countries, first in Sudan, and then it was forced out of Uganda and started to operate in Congo and in another country called the Central African Republic. So I know that's a long sort of answer to your question, but that's basically what the LRA is and what it's done, what it's become over the years.
Well, Ashley, that's an excellent answer to my question, and I know that our listeners really, you know, respect this report. They're also wanting to hear from you about some of the peace talks. Could you tell us a little bit about some peace talks?
Sure. There have been many attempts to negotiate peace between the LRA and the government of Uganda, and unfortunately none of them have succeeded. Starting, I think, in the early 90s, there were attempts to negotiate between the LRA and the government of Uganda. As I said, none of them stuck. The latest attempt was between 2006 and 2008, called the Juba Peace Talks, were mediated by the government, the then government of South Sudan before it became an independent country. And unfortunately, even though a final peace agreement was drafted, and along with many other agreements, Joseph Kony, by the end of 2008, had refused to sign the agreement. And when people talk about why the peace talks didn't work, people cite the fact that the LRA actually used the time, even though they paid lip service to wanting to negotiate. They used the time to regroup and strengthen their army, abducting more soldiers and attacking civilians. So what happened then after that, and I'm happy to talk about this in more detail, is that the Ugandan government decided, well, we've tried this, it's not working, what we need to do now is try another attempt at militarily defeating the LRA, and that was called Operation Lightning Thunder. And really, unfortunately, that operation was poorly planned and not well executed, and it failed at its goal of trying to capture the top LRA commanders, including Joseph Kony, and it ended up resulting in a huge loss of life, of civilian life. The LRA, in retaliation, killed over 800 civilians in just a matter of, I think it was 3 weeks, between late 2008 and early 2009. It was just horrible, and so that's one of the really important lessons that we need to learn. We need to learn, what can be done to prevent that from happening. And I'm happy to talk in more detail about that. But again, another long answer to your question.
Well, no, that's wonderful. I would now like to turn it over to David Daniel. He has some questions for you as well.
Absolutely, and please don't apologize for giving us information here. That's we're getting certainly more people in the last month or so, especially because of these Invisible Children videos, the Kony 2012 videos. Awareness has certainly spread, but it's certainly also been controversial. People questioning the overall effect that such videos have. But one thing they've definitely done has made millions of people more aware of Joseph Kony. What do we know about where he and his top commanders are right now?
Yeah, well, first of all, as you said, I think one of the great things about the Kony 2012 video is that it's catapulted the story of the LRA into the international community and in conscience in a way that's never been done before. I mean, for 25 years, this group has been in existence, and very few people really knew that this crisis was unfolding. I think it's been a real success, and the video has also started really important conversations about what the role of the United States is and the rest of the international community is in responding to this crisis, but other crises as well.
That's right. In fact, a couple of years ago, there was a lot of pressure from activists and organizations based in the U.S., and Congress actually passed legislation that was aimed at ending the LRA crisis, the LRA Disarmament and Northern Uganda Recovery Act. What can you tell us about that? Has that had any impact?
Had a huge impact. That act was passed in early 2010, and it was really a triumph in so many ways because it was hugely supported by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. It was an issue that proved to be a bipartisan issue. And essentially, that legislation called for the United States government to do more to end the LRA crisis. So, of course, this was before the Kony 2012 video. Then I think you had a large group of young people who knew about this issue, about the issue of the LRA, through the Invisible Children's work and through the work of other organizations that were trying to engage young people and others in ending this crisis. And essentially, the legislation asked for the administration to do several, really four things, which is to apprehend Joseph Kony and his top commanders and bring them to justice. They're wanted by the International Criminal Court located in The Hague, the Netherlands, for crimes against humanity and war crimes. So that was the first pillar of the legislation. The second was to protect civilians better. As I mentioned, one of the previous military operations had an enormously negative effect on civilians, and so that was a major concern as well for people who wanted to see an end to the LRA. And thirdly, it asked for the administration to encourage people in the LRA, currently in the LRA, to leave the group, what we call defections. It was asking for the administration to do more to reach out to current LRA fighters and commanders and encourage them to come out of the bush, to leave the LRA, go back home, and be rehabilitated. And then fourthly, it asked for the U.S. to provide more humanitarian assistance to communities that have been affected by the LRA violence, and to promote the long-term recovery and reconciliation of affected communities.
Well, it's certainly a thorough and a wide-ranging approach to the issue, and it's obvious to see why it had such bipartisan support. Now, as you mentioned earlier, as important as it is to work against the LRA and to help the devastation that it's caused or it's contributed to in Uganda, that's not the only place that the Enough Project is active. And South Sudan, which is one of the others, is where we get a couple of the really big celebrities who have done much more than lend their name to this. I'm talking about George Clooney and about Don Cheadle. Now, they've done a lot more than just write a few checks and appear in a telethon. They've been over to South Sudan and to Africa multiple times, and it's been a part of the Enough Project, right?
That's correct. We're really lucky to have a lot of celebrities who are interested and passionate about our work. And you mentioned George Clooney and Don Cheadle, and they really are at the forefront of this movement of being a celebrity champion for these issues. George Clooney has traveled several times with us to Sudan, most recently just a few weeks ago, and it's really just incredible the amount of commitment that they and others have shown to ending these crises.
Yeah, I saw he's posted a video of his latest trip to Sudan on the Enough Project website, and I know hasn't he gotten malaria a couple of times going over there? I mean, that's involvement.
Yes, you're right. He did. I think he got malaria at least once, I believe. So yes, you're right. I mean, it's really been more than your average interest. I mean, there's really been a huge commitment to seeing firsthand what's happening on the ground, and then coming back and talking with the U.S. government, with influential in the U.S. government, and with the media to get the story out far and wide.
Right. One of the things that I've heard Clooney talk about is this satellite program that he's set up. What are those satellites looking for in South Sudan? How does that help what the Enough Project is trying to do down there?
Yeah, the Satellite Sentinel Project is a really an incredible project that that aims to use satellite imagery to assess whether or not there is either a risk of renewed war between South Sudan and the Republic of Sudan, and any possible threats to civilians. So some of the things that they look for are the movement of vehicles, the existence of, you know, certain buildings, and you know, they've also been able to locate actually mass graves. So it's been a very very important project that's helped us to better understand what's actually happening on the ground. You know, the Enough Project also has field researchers located in the region where we work. We have field researchers in Uganda and in South Sudan and in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But the ability to be able to see from satellite imagery what's actually happening in places where it can actually be quite dangerous as well. It's really an amazing thing that we're able to do.
It sounds incredibly impressive and incredibly vital to trying to improve the quality of life there and create a situation of peace in these different areas the Enough Project's involved in. Nancy, it's unlike almost anything I've ever heard.
And me too, David. This is just amazing. I've been following it since the beginning, and what an honor to have you join us tonight, Ashley. Would you join
Thank
us again
so
on Chit Chat Cafe Live to give a further report?
I would love to. Just let me know. I'll be here.
Well, you are wonderful, and I have my co-host Lisa and I both applaud you. And David, thank you also very much for your wonderful questions.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you, Nancy, and thank you, Ashley.
Thank you both very much. Have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Again, I'd like to thank Ashley Benner and David Daniel for joining us tonight. We're also thanking our sponsor, St. Croix Orthopedics. Stay with us. We're joined by Teresa Flores, survivor of human trafficking and author of The Slave Across the Street.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artists First World Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. We just got word that we are not able to connect tonight with Teresa Flores. We'll have to see if she calls in or reschedule that, because I've done a lot of research and I'm dying to speak to her about her book. But we are thrilled. I've been waiting to hear back from Christine Sawicki, and she's joining us live tonight to talk about the latest news on her movie, Broadcast. Welcome, Christine.
Thanks for having me, Nancy. It's great to hear your voice again.
Oh, this is great. So what's happening with everything? Let's back it up a little bit, though. Don't say the brand new news, because our listeners would like to know some stages that you've gone through. For example, auditioning actors and such.
Oh, sure. My whole project's Broadcast, I started off with a promotional teaser, and the auditions, they were great. We had a group of actors. We ended up choosing Chris Gann as my co-star. He's wonderful. He's been on a bunch of television shows many times. You can see him on pretty much anywhere. He's also been a host for some networks. I believe it's ESPN. So he's done a lot of stuff. You'll see him around. But the auditioning process was quite fun. We had a lot of talented people. It took some time. It was hard decisions, but we loved everybody that we chose, and we got really lucky. So the teaser, we had great actors in there. It was awesome.
Oh, that is great. Well, I'm so excited to hear about that. I know that that was a lot of work, and you've been meeting with some people recently to talk more about production and directions, and tell us more.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm very, very lucky. We've had referrals everywhere at this point. I've worked with a bunch of people back in my day in the music industry. I worked with a bunch of people who are now spread out in the movie industry. So fortunately for me, I've got pretty much direct access into them. So I'm not going through a bunch of different layers and stuff like that. So, it's over at Warner Brothers right now. I know that we have it over at 2929 Productions. Where else are we at? My gosh, everywhere. I got referred over to the Weinstein Company. So I've met with extremely notable actors. It's exciting. It's been a lot of fun. I'm really grateful that we did, pull off what the teaser was supposed to do. It's doing the job and it's getting me in the door. And we've got a lot of, a lot of stuff behind it. So, and a lot of promotion. So I'm pretty sure we're going to be shooting a movie here in the next couple of months.
Well, we're so proud of you. We've had Christine Sawicki on our Chit Chat Cafe Live show twice, and now to make a trip just to tell us about Broadcast, and we're just so proud of you. Now, I know
you've
been talking lately about the budget.
Uh-huh.
I was especially thrilled to see, the other day on Twitter, it popped up, someone said, I'd like to sponsor it.
I have had so many kind people. I've had friends tell me they want to get a second job because they want to put their money into my film. So we're getting really, really, like I said, I'm really grateful and I'm very lucky. I have wonderful friends that are very supportive. I even put a call into my ex-boyfriend, told him he has to give me all the names of his wealthy friends. So you never know where the money's going to come from, and you never really know who the angel investor is going to be. And quite honestly, for me, it usually is people that I don't, it's usually people I don't know that well that are really coming to the plate and really stepping up and really getting behind stuff. So it's really interesting, this whole process, and I can't wait to get all the investors on board, because I already know they're going to make money back. If I had the money today, I'd invest in my movie for sure.
Exactly. Now, Why don't you go ahead and give some information in case there's anyone listening right now that would care to sponsor. How can they find you?
A couple different places. You can email me at sawickyllcproductions@gmail.com. That's sawickyllcproductions@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Christine Sawicki. You can also find me on Twitter under @Sawicki. Multiple different ways. I have my business line. I can reach that 310-285-6644. And it can be anything. It could be even people that, you know, I know I got referred a dress company. Just, you know, we have a wedding scene in, you know, a reception. And so I've been referred dress companies. It's anything. The money can come from anywhere. And it's really going to be a great movie, and I know it's going to be a hit. So I'm excited. Anybody's welcome to get behind us, because I'm on track to make multiple movies and really put a dent in Hollywood, and I'm excited about it. So.
Well, I think it's exciting because Chit Chat Cafe Live has been able to be involved with you, Christine, from the beginning. And
yes.
Some of our listeners don't even know about the teaser.
Oh, really? Well, they can find it.
They might not even know what a teaser means. Could you explain that and tell everyone, yes, where to find it?
Sure, yes. You can. Well, right now you can just put in YouTube broadcast promotional teaser, and you'll see about three different ones pop up. One, a magazine covered us on, so it's under their magazine, or, you know, under my name, under Swicky LLC Productions, the YouTube channel. So you can see it there. And a teaser, I actually do things differently than the current market. Everything I do is outside the box. It's way faster. I'm not spending months and months just like wasting time. And my goal to create a teaser is basically I want to minimize risk for investors. The movie industry makes multiple movies that they spend $50 million on, $100 million on, and then they cut a trailer from the movie once it's filmed. And then if people don't like the trailer, they're not even going to go see the film. So you're having $100 million flops and stuff like that. And if I was an investor, I'd be pretty upset. So I thought myself, what would I do, you know, how could I minimize risk for them? And then I just reversed the process. I did it backwards. I shot the teaser first, and that proves to me whether a concept that I create and I produce and act in, if that's going to have an audience. And I wouldn't even take it personal if somebody didn't like the concept. I just know that that's just not something that we would invest in if it doesn't have an audience, where the teaser for a broadcast, it clearly has an audience. We've even, I mean, Deepak Chopra has seen it. Who else? There's like hundreds and thousands. Lovely David from CNN, he's seen it. You know, he's tweeting it out to people. It's notables around the world have seen it, so I know for sure that we have a winner.
Jeremy Piven.
I think he's seen the teaser too. Yes, he has.
And I wish right now that we could let all of our Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners view the teaser. But please.
Yeah, it's a really cool, like I said, it's a really fun thing. I want to shoot it in Minnesota, and I've basically spoke to everybody in Minnesota that I need to. They're familiar that we're coming in, so I am ready. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let's go back for some of our listeners that aren't aware. Christine is originally from Minnesota.
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Minnesota, and I want to put money back into the pockets of Minnesotans, especially for the art, in the art world. I really believe in, you know, that state. I believe in the people. So I'm fortunate enough to be able to be doing the things that I'm doing and getting on the map and making things happen. And so, you know, I'd like to get back to those, you know, where I'm from. I'd like to, you know, support that.
In Minnesota, who are you able to be in touch with? I know some fun people here that you're...
Oh, awesome. They're fantastic. Executive Vice President of Minnesota Film and Television Board, Lucinda Winter, she has been, I mean, from the beginning, just like you guys, she's been in the loop. I've talked to Jim Hovland, the mayor of Edina, the city that I want to shoot in. Multiple people. Who else am I talking to? Everybody. I'm like, everybody. I've talked to you. And so it's just kind of, you just put all the people together. Like I said, I don't do things the right way. Most people don't even get in touch with these people until they have money and stuff like that. But I really wanted to make a community effort to make this project happen versus just having, you know, me coming in there blindly and, you know, not knowing these people, not understanding who I'm working with and how they operate to make sure that this is a smooth production. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, the community of Minnesota, they've been fantastic. So I can't wait to just build on that and have even more people on board with my company.
I look forward to it, too. Christine was just in Minnesota over the Christmas holidays, and I was fortunate enough to meet her and her wonderful father.
Yes.
that was a big delight. Now, Christine, your teaser at Chit Chat Cafe Live, we do tweet and put it on our Facebook to get people interested.
Sure.
I know for some of our listeners, I would love it if you just describe what is the premise. What's your film about? Get into some juicy details for a minute.
Oh, sure. My film, what is it about? It is about sociopaths.
Right, with our crime night.
Yeah, it probably would. Being a normal person, I consider myself normal, I guess, who has morals, who has a conscience and stuff like that. Being a person from Minnesota, you know, there's crazy people in Minnesota, but out here in LA, but I mean, they're nuts, absolutely, completely nuts. So I started getting really confused. I started studying psychology. And so I wanted to develop a project about some of these people that I've ran into out here. It's not one particular person. It's a combination of like 17 different personalities, you know. But just the things that I would see. And it really was intriguing to me that these people can fall asleep at night and do the things that they do, you know. So my project is just basically about a male that I'm married to. I play the naive character of Samantha. And, you know, it just kind of goes through the motions of being married to somebody and realizing that the person that you're married to isn't anywhere close to the person that they are. So it's just really delving into the personality of a sociopath and some of the things that come along with that. And I can't tell you much more because then I'll give all the fun stories. But the last scene is awesome in the film. I can't wait to film it. So, yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Now, Christine, you uh-huh. will have to listen to our archives. Last hour, we had Dr. Robbie Ludwig, nationally known psychotherapist, and she has a book out called The Killer Spouse.
Oh, wow.
And
really?
So it would be interesting for you to listen to that.
But The Killer Spouse? That would be creepy.
Well, it has a longer title than that, but right now in front of me, I'm just concentrating on your broadcast information. And Dr. Robbie Ludwig's information is on our Chitchat Cafe Live website. Please look at that. I know that you'd be interested in that.
Sure. Absolutely. I will definitely check that out. I love stories like that. It's just, you know, like I said, it's even though you know people exist, even though you see them on the news, even though you see stuff, I mean, the fact that it happens, it's just weird. You know, like, why was I born the way I am, where I, you know, I'm straight-laced. I don't do anything wrong. I don't, like, you know, I'm not on drugs. I'm not doing anything crazy. So how do these people get to this point, and how do they get there? Like, how do they develop this way? And, you know, it's really interesting being one way and realizing that the world out there, like, you know, personality disorders really do exist, and it can be a scary thing.
Exactly. And with Dr. Robbie Ludwig, her book actually is called Till Death Do Us Part, Love, Marriage, and the Mind of the Killer Spouse. And I think the statistics are 1 in 6.
1 in 6, really? Well, I'm not getting married then.
No, you can't.
Just kidding. No, that doesn't surprise me, though, you know? Like, unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. You know, as you kind of grow older and you learn things and you learn, you know, stuff about people, I mean, I've just, you know, just in the last year and a half, I've spoken to people back from high school or college, and I they called me to ask if I knew about how so-and-so was doing. I was like, oh, sure. You know, I hadn't talked to this particular person in years. And they're like, yeah. They're like, well, he's in jail. And I'm like, what are you talking about? We went to the same high school together, and it's like, it's really interesting to see how, you know, I went down the path that I did and how that person went down the path that they did, and like, what lane did they take where, you know, they just took a left, like a hard left in life. So it's just, it's interesting, and it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't.
Well, please don't quote me on that statistic. I don't have it in front of me again because I have all this broadcast wonderful information to promote you. And would you please again to give us an update another time, Christine?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We would love it, and I thank you so very much for coming on tonight to Chit Chat Cafe Live. It's always great to hear about as it goes in progress, to hear more about your broadcast movie. And Chit Chat Cafe Live has just been supportive of you from the very beginning, and we just applaud
you. I agree.
You.
I couldn't have done it without you, ladies. You're very, very helpful, especially in the media part of it. So I'm very grateful for that, for sure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great night, Nance.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, It's been a very interesting night. We were able to keep our crime theme going, but we're going to switch channels now because I've been very excited to bring on Corey King, our producer. I've been wanting to hear about his music show, and so Corey is going to join us to give us an update. Hi, Corey.
Hey, Nancy. What's going on?
Well, we're not able to talk about crime anymore tonight, but I was interested in promoting you. Could you tell our listeners on Chit Chat Cafe Live who you have on your show coming up?
I actually have some local bands that are coming up. I just played a show recently in Canton,
Hey Monet is the name of the band that's coming up. They're a band out of Canton. They're a three-piece band. Two of them are brothers. And
so you played a show in Canton?
Yeah. Yep. I played with them. They just got off this some kind of tour. It was like a rock boat or something.
We're having some technical difficulties, everyone. Stay tuned.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Corey. Go ahead.
Okay.
And so you played a show, and for those of you who don't know, Corey, you play guitar. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. I play and sing, and I've been I've done a solo thing for a real long time, but I've been jamming with some of my buddies, and hopefully we're gonna get a band going soon. But yeah, I do some solo stuff. I've been doing a solo thing for a real long time. I've been playing for a while too, so it's just, you know, it's something that I do. It's part of me.
That's great. Now, who have you had on your show recently that our listeners can look at your website page? And you can do that by going to Artist First main website and clicking down on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. It's the Corey King Show. Who have you had on recently, Corey?
Recently, I had a rapper out of Chicago named Vaughn. I've had Kevin Devine. He's actually somebody that I listen to a lot, so I was pretty excited to have him on. He was on some while ago. He wasn't on recently, but I've had Good Old War on, and they recently, I think it was tonight, they performed on Conan. So if anybody was watching Conan tonight, that was Good Old War, and I had them on my show. I've had Emily Rose. She's a real good singer-songwriter. Little People. I've had Alan Day, a 4 Year Strong. He's been on there. The Hush Now. I don't know. There's a bunch of people that have been on. And Greaves and Budo, MC Lars and Weird Science, from Warped Tour. I've had a bunch of people on. I've been doing it for a while, and I hope to have a couple more, you know, noticeable names on in the future. But I also like helping out the people who aren't so known, which is pretty much the purpose of the show, to help people get out there. So that's, you know.
Well, that's exciting. Now, how do you find your musicians? How do you find your guests?
Well, it's just word of mouth, or it's just been people I've been listening to. Or I'll just do a search on the internet, you know, because if I go to YouTube or something and type in a band that I like, there's also recommended artists or recommended videos that are similar to this video or whatever. So I don't know. I'm always listening to new music and listening to people talk about new music. So it's just a matter of, you know, I just get kind of lucky, really. And I started doing this thing, the bands of the week. I do five or six bands every week that, you know, that I mentioned at the beginning of the show. I give their website and stuff, and then I post them to my site so people can check out my website and just look, you know, it's just easy access for them to click on five or six bands that, you know, that I think they should listen to, that I think are pretty good. So that's something to check out on my website.
The top five bands of the week. I think that's exciting. And I would like everyone to know that you can actually click and listen to this music while you're doing other things. It can play right over your internet, or download the archive and take it with you on your smartphone or to the gym. You can enjoy the music from Corey King's show.
Yep, sure can.
Well, Corey, I would like to get an update from you. We had singer Laura Cheadle on our show. Were you able to have her as your guest yet?
Yeah, actually I did. She was on, I think, about 3 weeks ago or something. She was fun. She's real fun to talk to. She's a funny girl, and she's a really good singer-songwriter, and I was happy to have her on because she's actually had some pretty big accomplishments, and that, you know, that gave us a lot to talk about, and she knows what she's doing, and I was pretty happy that she took the time out of her day to hang out with me, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, she's wonderful. We enjoyed having her on Chit Chat Cafe Live, and she's actually from my hometown.
Yeah, I remember that. That's how I found out about her, was actually I was engineering Chit Chat Cafe Live, and she was a guest on there, and I was really digging her stuff, and I decided to ask her on my own show. So,
well, I think it's great. Well, Corey, I've been meaning to have you on to have an update, and so next week we'll get to hear a full report from Lisa coming back from Spain, and tonight our listeners got to hear from you.
Perfect.
We just really appreciate you. And everyone, we'd like to thank Corey King. He's the one that makes our Chit Chat Cafe Live website look so wonderful. Thank you, Corey.
No problem at all.
Well, we'd also like to thank our sponsor tonight, St. Corey Orthopedics, and once again, our producer, Corey King. Remember, you can enjoy the Corey King Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Artist First. Thanking David Daniel from CNN and our guest, Ashley Benner. Tonight, we'll reschedule with Teresa Flores. I'm reminding everyone to enjoy our show archives. Just go to our website, scroll down, find a show that interests you, and click on the show date. I'm leaving you with a fun quote. I've learned that a lot of people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Good night.